Hello, beautiful. This is Jennifer Hadley, and our prayer for today is for having courage. It takes courage to have faith sometimes, so let us affirm our courage. Oh, so we place our hand on our heart, and we tune within. Partnering up with the higher Holy Spirit self, we remember our true identity as the perfect givers and receivers of love, and we are grateful and thankful that we can call forth divine healing into our heart and mind right now. Strengthening ourselves with love, we have the courage to be loving. We invoke divine grace into our awareness and partnered with the higher Holy Spirit self. We have the courage to live a life of love, to love out loud. Cultivating this willingness, we are grateful and we are thankful to remember that right where we are, the love is. Right where we are, the peace is. Right where we are, the truth is, and it is setting us free even now. Placing on the holy altar fire of divine love any sense of unwillingness, any sense of trepidation, anxiety, worry, fret, or fear that it is not safe for us to live in the heart, to have the courage to love. We place all fear, worry, doubt, and concern on that altar fire. We are willing to step out in faith, to step out in our heart of love, and to have courage, to have faith, place our trust in love. Moment by moment, we are developing the spiritual strength to have courage, to have faith, and to live a life of profound love. So grateful and so thankful that we can choose to have courage. We take our strength from our loving heart. We're willing to be loving. We're willing to take a stand for love today. In grace and gratitude, we share the benefits of our holy life of love and courage, strength and beauty with everyone, because we're one with them. In grace and gratitude, we let it be, and so it is. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. We are blessed. We are blessed. So blessed. Wow. Living A Course in Miracles classes are winding down. We have 4 classes left. Tomorrow, Gary Renard. I love talking with Gary. We have such a good time together, and he's such a great teacher. Faith is the number one issue, so I asked him to talk about it with us, please. And I am so excited to hear him share on this topic. What a good guy he is. Just being willing to give whatever I ask him a try. So that's going to be lots and lots of fun. If you have yet to register for Living A Course in Miracles, you can still do it. It's not too late. And you can still invite your friends. And I encourage you to make an appointment to listen to these classes this weekend. We are going to rock the house. I love it. And I love you, my precious prayer partner. Have a beautiful and blessed day. Courage in the heart.